CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 9th of July, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. There's a new ATV display at the RSGB's National Radio Centre. A film award for members of the Aberdeen Amateur Radio Society. And it's International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend soon. A new amateur TV display has just been installed at the RSGB's National Radio Centre, with signals received via the wide band segment of the geostationary satellite QO100. The Society is delighted to be able to demonstrate amateur TV as a permanent display at the NRC, helping to highlight yet another exciting aspect of our technical hobby. A special configuration developed in conjunction with the British Amateur Television Club incorporates a touch screen from which visitors can select a signal to be tuned, decoded and displayed on the large monitor. The RSGB would like to thank Justin G8YTZ for designing the display and working with the BATC for the specially adapted configuration. A short film produced by members of Aberdeen Amateur Radio Society has won a top award at the 2023 Doric Film Festival. The film was joint winner in the Groups category of the prestigious festival that showcases the distinctive Doric language and culture most closely associated with northeast Scotland. The film includes a specially written fiddle music theme based on Morse code. You can find the film by searching for Aberdeen Amateur Radio Society Groups Delta Foxtrot Foxtrot entry on YouTube. A reminder now that International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend is coming up soon. The event is usually held on the third weekend of August, which this year is the 19th and 20th. It's one of the most popular amateur radio events in the calendar, and in past years there have been more than 500 entries from over 40 different countries. More details about the event and a registration form can be found at indialimalimawhiskey.net. There's so much happening at the RSGB's National Radio Centre that it needs to expand its team of volunteers. If you can volunteer at weekends, you will be particularly welcome. The National Radio Centre has a fabulous setup, and full training on using the GB3RS radio station will be given. You will be joining a friendly and dedicated team. NRC volunteers also enjoy numerous benefits associated with volunteering at Bletchley Park. You should enjoy meeting people and be able to volunteer for 1 or 2 days per month. For more information, please email NRC Coordinator Martin with a Y Baker G0GMB via novemberromeocharlie.support@rsgb.org.uk. And a reminder, please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. No details of rallies and events. The Cornish Amateur Radio Club rally is taking place today, and the McMichael Radio and Electronics Rally in Carbuzo will take place on Sunday the 16th of July. The venue will be Reading Rugby Club, which offers a bar and catering facilities and has ample free parking. Admission will be £3 per person and £10 per table for traders. Visit mcmichaelrally.org.uk for more information and contact details. And the Finningley ARS Rally 2023 will take place on Sunday the 23rd of July at Belton Road, Santoft, Doncaster. Postcode Belton November 8, 5 Sierra X-Ray. Doors will be open from 10 a.m. and a food bar will be available. For more information, visit g0ghk.com. Wiltshire Radio and Car Boot Sale will take place on Sunday the 30th of July at Kington Langley Village Hall in Plainfield, Kington Langley, Wiltshire, postcode Sierra November 155, November Juliet. The event will start at 9 a.m. and finish at 1 p.m. There's a £2 entry fee for traders. Indoor tables cost £10. Admittance for car booters is £10. And for vans, it's £15. For further information, please contact Chairman at chippenhamradio.club. Now the special event news. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society is running special event station Golf Bravo 5 India Golf until the 14th of July to celebrate the 19th Island Games, which is held every 2 years. The station will be active using SSB, digital modes, possibly satellite and CW on HF, VHF and UHF bands. More information is available on QRZ.com. Victor X-Ray 7 November Alpha is a special call in use by the Nanaimo Amateur Radio Association until the 24th of July to celebrate its 75th anniversary. The association is based on Vancouver Island, NA036, QSL via VE7NA. Now the DX News. Pierre VK3KTB will be active as Victor Yankee Zero Echo Romeo Charlie from the Eureka Amateur Radio Club station on Ellesmere Island, NA008, until the 12th of July, QSL via M0OXO0QRS. RAG LB3RE will be active on the 40 to 6 meter bands as Delta Uniform 1 / Lima Bravo 3 Romeo Echo from Luzon Island, OC042, until the 18th of July, QSL via Lobbock of the World Club Lock or via his home call. Bo OZ1DJJ will be active as Oscar X-Ray 3 Lima X-Ray from Carnac on the main island of Greenland, NA018, until the 18th of July. He will focus on the 6 and 4 meter bands, but will also be QRV on the HF bands. A side trip to Herbert Island, NA134, or Meteorite Island is possible. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Lock, or direct to OZ0J. Data contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group 24, 47 and 76 GHz contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC using all modes on the 24, 47 and 76 GHz frequencies, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. The IARU HF Championship ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and ITU zone. The UK is in zone 27. In particular, listen out for the RSGB headquarters station operating as Golf Romeo 2 Hotel Quebec from a variety of different locations using CW and SSB. A team of operators at different stations will be on the air simultaneously on all the available contest bands. On Tuesday the 11th of July, the 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 77th band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 77th band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Wednesday, the 12th of July, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77th band, the exchange's reported 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday, the 12th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77th band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And on Wednesday, the 80 meter club championships SSB contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using SSB on the 80-meter band, the extended signal report, and serial number. On Thursday, the 13th of July, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using ALMOS on 6-meter band, extended signal report, serial number, and locator. On Saturday, the 15th, the 70 MHz trophy contest runs from 1400 to 2000 UTC, using ALMOS on the 4-meter band, the extended signal report, serial number, locator, and 2-letter postcode. And finally, on Sunday the 16th of July, the International Low Power Contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC. Using CW on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands, the extended signal report, serial number and TX power. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 16th of July 2023. NOAA's prediction that the solar flux index would decline last week didn't come to fruition. In fact, the SFI stayed in the 160s and 170s until Thursday, when it declined to 155. The Sun produced more than 160 sunspots in June, the highest monthly number in more than two decades. This has led some newspapers to run more doom and gloom stories about solar Armageddon, while we amateurs look forward to some F2-layered DX. Unfortunately, more sunspots do mean more chance of solar flares and coronal mass ejections, but we have to take the rough with the smooth. As an example, we had an X1-class solar flare on the 2nd of June. This occurred at 2314 UTC, so it didn't affect the UK, but it did cause an R3 radio blackout over the west coast of the United States and Pacific. Otherwise, there's still DX to be bagged for well-equipped stations such as ERIC FP/KV1J on St. Pierre Miquelon Island on 12 meters FT8, and Merrick FH4VVK on Mayotte Island on 10 meters FT8. Another DX work this week by CDXC members includes the 4W6RU DX expedition on Timor-Leste on various bands, and Robert 9N7AA Nepal on 12 meters FT4 and V31XX in Belize on 20 meters CW. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Center has the SFI at 155, rising to 175 by the end of the week. Unfortunately, the KP index is forecast to rise to 4 over the weekend, possibly due to a large Earth-facing coronal hole, and again up to KP5 on the 12th and 13th. If this happens, expect noisy bands and a decline in the maximum usable frequency. As always, we encourage you to get on the HF bands in the evening, nighttime, and especially around dawn, which is when a lot of HFDX is being worked. And now the VHF and up propagation news. Low pressure dominates the whole weather pattern this coming week, driven by an active meandering jet stream across the Atlantic. This provides several regions where the turbulence generated on the edge of these strong winds, up at 10 kilometres, can propagate upwards to trigger sporadic e-propagation at about 110 kilometres height in the E region. So, unsurprisingly, sporadic E will feature as a go-to mode for the coming week. Typically, single hot paths within York will produce very strong signals, whereas multi-hot paths, for example across the Atlantic, will require several such refraction points from sporadic E patches, plus intervening reflections from the sea surface, and will have much higher losses. These will usually be weak signals and probably very fleeting in view of the complex geometry of such paths. Tropo need not concern us this week, but rain scatter is worth a look, since the unsettled weather will provide several heavy rainfall events in some areas. Look for the brighter echoes on the rainfall radar displays, especially those associated with thunderstorms. Random meters could be useful in the early morning hours. We also have the start of two showers, Alpha Capricornids and Delta Aquarids, join next week, which don't actually reach a peak until the end of July. So prospects of meteor scatter and sporadic e-propagation are improving this month. The Aurora chances may be reasonable initially in view of the recent coronal hole transition, so keep an eye on the KP index. Moon declination goes positive on Sunday, so there will be lengthening moon windows. Path losses are currently low, but will rise all week. 144 MHz sky noise is low to moderate all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the online amateur radio community holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see OscarAlphaRomeoCharlie.uk. The Online Radio Club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the repeaters area, the southwest. On Thursday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on 70.475 megs from 7:30 p.m. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7:30 p.m. Contacts are Bravo Alpha, Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there are club nets on 28.360 megs at 8 p.m. and 70.425 megs at 9 p.m. Contact is keith.mike0tangomikeoscar@btinternet.com. Otherwise, www.bravovictoralpharomeosierra.org.uk. On Sundays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7 p.m. Wednesday sees another club night from 7 p.m. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Also on Thursdays, there are nets on 70.4 megs from 7 p.m. and 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. Contact is Sue. info@foxtrotromeoalpharomeosierra.co.uk. On Tuesdays, Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club has a net on 433.475 megs from 8 p.m. The net moves to 145.475 megs on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. A 10-meter net on 28.405 megs is held on Thursdays from 8 p.m. The club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is Matt. 2E0FNT 0730 554 9614. On Monday, Midsummer South Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at the Baptist Church Hall, Chapter Mallet, from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Chris Levis, G6HIQ 07944 801 540. On Friday, North Bristol Amateur Radio Club is having a giant bring and buy sale. Members and non-members are welcome to sell their unwanted items. The sale starts at 8 p.m. Contact is Dave on 07533 933 831, and you can find out more information. Also look at November Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie.org. UK. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be meeting to discuss propagation with G3MYM. Contact is secretary at yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. Now for Wales, the next meeting of the Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 21st of July at Hirwine YMCA Hall, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 449 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Contact is Ian Miles, 2W0IWM, info@aberdareradio.club. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tom D Railway Club, station approach, Bridge End. The club is an approved RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info at aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30pm on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8pm on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm, hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm to 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411 595103, or visit Mike Charlie Zero Yankee Alpha Delta dot club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors and has nets on GB3WB from 9:30pm to 10:30pm most nights of the week. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10am. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8pm. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse from 7pm. Next Saturday, that's the 15th, there will be a barbecue and radio on the lawn event. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru has now moved to its new premises at Griffithstown Community Hall, Victoria Street, Griffithstown, Pontypool, postcode November Papa 4, 5 Hotel Hotel. The club meets every other week on Monday evening between 7 and 9pm. The club has a D-Star net on DCS002B on a Tuesday evening from 8pm. There's an HF net on Wednesday evening on 1.938 MHz lower sideband at 7:30pm. Contact is Chris, 2W0OGY, on 074-736-30005. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society is now moved to Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 417 Sierra Yankee. You can give John a ring on 01443-432-542, or simply turn up at one of the club meetings to find out more. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 to 8pm at the Bowls Centre, Glebeland Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. New members are welcome. Contact is via Mike Alpha Tango dot Kino November India Golf Hotel Tango at gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB Taurus is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.